The bill is one of a few offered by Republicans this session that are focused on the food share program. This one would make it a crime for anyone to buy or sell food stamps or exchange them for other goods. Powers Lake Republican Samantha Kirkman says when her constituents hear about reports of food share fraud, it makes them angry. She says this bill is a response to those concerns.
I want people who get this benefit, who really, really, truly need this benefit, to have access to it. I do not want people who are frauding the system and spending it on other things.
But it's questionable whether this new law would actually result in new prosecutions. District attorneys and the state's Department of Children and Families both say they use laws already in the books to find and prosecute food stamp fraud. Racine Democrat Corey Mason questioned the need for this bill, calling it mean-spirited.
We have a bill in front of us to make something illegal, which is already illegal, to make fraud, which already has state and federal statutes behind it, really, really illegal, just to make sure that everybody knows where we stand on this issue.
The plan did receive some Democratic votes, passing the Assembly 73-24 yesterday. It heads next to the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.